It was one of Korea's worst peacetime disasters. In April, a ferry sank in South Korea, claiming the lives of more than 300 passengers. The ABC's Philippa McDonald has recently been in the capital, Seoul, attending the World Journalist Conference, and she filed this report on the continuing anger and grief and the soul-searching by local journalists.
A morning in Seoul is not complete without witnessing the changing of the guard at the Deoksegung Palace. Traditional warriors, complete with swords, bows and arrows, march on ceremony and pose for photos with grateful tourists. Deoksegung means Palace of Virtuous Longevity, and right beside the palace gates, a banner in English greets tourists. Will not forget, will not stay put. A marquee is wrapped in yellow ribbons. A man invites me to sign a petition. We're after 10 million signatures, he tells me. Koreans are sad and angry about the ferry disaster. 476 passengers were on board the ferry, 288 have been confirmed dead, and 16 are still missing. Most of those who died were schoolchildren. The captain is on trial for murder. 14 members of the crew are also charged in relation to the deaths of passengers. Many Koreans are grappling with the cruel reality that very little was done to save the lives of those on board. They're angry too that early reports were misleading about the magnitude of the disaster. On the day of the sinking, the Korean government announced all people on board have been rescued. The media reported the government's announcement extensively. The Director General of News at Korean broadcaster TBS, Kim Hong-kook, told the World Conference of Journalists in Seoul, "This is the worst case of misleading reporting in the history of journalism. The journalists were engrossed in writing down what the government said, rather than verifying the facts through legwork. As a result, they discarded the hope of all Korean citizens, which is bringing the truth to life."
People didn't believe, people don't believe in media right now, is the situation. But it's really painful for us to lose the belief or trust from the people. People don't trust the media or the government. So we are trying to recover the trust from the people. So it's so sad. So our journalists, in Korean journalists, will do our best to recover the trust of the people.
Korea's Speaker of the Assembly, Chung Hoo-hwa, is urging the international community not to see Korea through the viewfinder of this ferry accident. Mr. Hwa says the tragedy is a turning point for Korean society. The 10 million signature campaign is clear in its demands. We denounce the incompetent and corrupt government. We call for a thorough investigation of the accident and punishment for accountable persons. We call for measures to support victims and prevent the recurrence of similar accidents. Across the road from the palace is Seoul's City Hall. It's remarkable for its modern architecture, but it's become a place of pilgrimage, and it too is surrounded by thousands of yellow ribbons. Koreans are coming here to pay their respects to the dead, quietly lining up to bow, pray, lay a flower, and shed a tear at an altar especially built as a focus for a nation's grief. This is Philippa McDonald reporting from Seoul for Correspondence Report.
And Philippa was a guest of the Korean Journalist Association for the World Journalists Conference.